It's time for high school basketball right here on OrbitGovernRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Field house. JV competition here against the South Adams Starfires. Me and Ryan Brown back again. How about that, Ryan?
Oh, I know.
No days off. So we're about to start the JV competition here at Portside Field House. I'm going to go to the stars for the Indians. Signing off for the JV, number 3, Kobe Wendell. Number 4, Russell Gale. Number 20, Regan Martin. Number 23, Ian Holman. Number 33, Brian Dan.
And for the Starfires, number 12, Kobe Bullock. Number 20, Braden Vixler. Number 30, Trey Schrock. Number 34, Caleb Stevens. And number 42, Brett Schwartz.
So we're just about to start the JV competition here. Not too bad of a crowd here so far for a JV game on a Tuesday night. His jump ball. Brian Ben jumps up to Regan Martin. We'll get the tip, and the Indians will get the first possession. Ian Holman has up top to Kobe Wendell over to Regan Martin in the corner. He'll drive baseline. Dish out to Kobe Wendell over to Ian Holman. Ian will fire up a long three up and good. 3-point basket.
Ian Holman. I like the aggressiveness coming right out of the gate.
Nice shot by Ian Holman.
Up by number 34, Caleb Stevens for 3, and that's good.
Go back to the Indians. Kobe Wendell bring it up. Gives over to Russell Gale. Gale will try to get into Ben. He does. This is out to Russell. Up top to Kobe Wendell. Over to Regan Martin. Regan will fire it over to Russell. Russell then drive baseline. Do Euro step up. No good. Rebounded by the Starfires on the other way.
And Schrock will bring it up for the Starfires. And then pass it over to Bixler. Take it to the top of the key. And he swings it over to Bullock. Bullock will pass it down in the corner to Bixler. He looks to the right wing, throws it over to Schrock. He'll go up to the right-handed layup, and it's good.
Not bad looking right there.
So the pretty athletic move by Schrock.
Yep. So Kobe will bring it up, gives it over to Russell in the corner. Russell gives it back at top to Regan Martin. Regan will give it over to Holman. Ian will fire up another three up, and no good. Rebounded by the Starfires.
And Bixler will take it up for the Starfires.
Started heavily by Russell Gale. He passes it over to Schrock.
He's struggling to get over the half-court strike. And a 10-second call on the Starfires. Maybe a little quick, but as Indian fans, will take it.
Yeah.
Starfire coach not too happy about that.
So Russell Gale will inbound it into Kobe Wendell. The Indians are down 2, 5-3 here in the JV game. Ian Holman on the right wing. So they can go baseline, dish it in to Brian Ben.
Stole by Bixler, and he tosses away. And Regan Martin makes a diving attempt to save the basketball, but they call it out on the Indians. So still Starfire basketball.
Take it out for the Starfires. Pass right back to Schrock. Passes half-court strike. Gets a nice screen by his center, Schwartz, and he pulls up a little 15-footer down the baseline, and it's good. That makes the Indians down 4 now. Regan Martin in the corner has the ball. Cross court over to Ian Holman. Up top to Kobe. Kobe then to Russell. Back in the corner to Regan. Regan will fire a three up. No good. Rebounded by the Starfires.
By Schrock, and he'll pass it over to Bixler, and he'll take it up to the Starfires. He passes the half-court stripe, and he swings it over to Stevens in the corner. He'll pull it for 3, and it's no good, off the glass.
Rebound by Kobe Wendell. He'll push strong across the timeline. 4:14 left here in the first. But we will give it over to Regan Martin. Regan will drive middle.
Up and good. And he'll be fouled. So we'll line chain one.
Nice job by Regan Martin to know once he had his defender beat to turn that corner hard.
Yeah.
Get in the lane and get fouled.
Subs for the inning. Gavin Toby and Riley will check in for Russell Gale and Brian Benn.
Line shooting one.
There's up and no good. Rebound by the Starfires.
By Bullock. He'll pass it over to Schrock and he'll take it up to the Starfires.
Having a little trouble. He passes it over to Bullock. He'll swing it over to Bixler. Bixler drive left. Swing it over to Stevens. He'll pass it back to Schwartz. He gets stolen by Regan Martin. Up and in. A little breakaway layup for the Indians. And they pass it into Bullock. He's driving up the left side, goes up to the left hand of the layup and misses.
And Kobe Wendell will bring it up.
Gives over to Regan Martin in the corner. Regan will then drive, and that will be an offensive foul on Regan. So he'll get back to the Starfires. Carson Rammel. Or is it, yeah, no, it's Derek Lockefell will check in for the Indians.
And number 22, Sam Plattner, will check in for the Starfires.
Scores all tied up here, 7-all in here in the first.
And they inbound it into Bullock.
He passes back over to Bixler. Indians got kind of a soft press going. They get it back to Bullock. He gets it into Plattner. Nice strong take to the bucket, and he gets rejected by Gavin Toby. Romaine Starfire basketball. They inbound it into Plattner on the baseline. He kicks it up top to Bullock. And number 30, Trey Schrock, throws up a three, and that is good.
Nothing but nylon on that one.
Yep. Gavin Toby will inbound in to Regan Martin and gives the Starfires a 3-point lead. Regan will give it over to Riley on the corner. Up back up top to Regan Martin over to Lockefeld up top to Gale over to Will across court. Finds Lockefeld again. He'll drive baseline. He'll spin out to Regan over to Riley Will. Riley will then drive middle. Up a crazy shot. No good. Rebound by Will himself. Up again. No good. Rebound by Regan Martin. For Lockefeld, and he'll bring out to Regan into Toby. Back to Lockefeld, and it's going away. Stolen by Bullock. He passes it up to Schrock. He drives right strongly to the bucket. Spin move. Baseline jumper. No good. Plattner gets the board and goes up, and that's no good.
So go back to Indians. Regan Martin has it, and he'll drive baseline up. No good. Rebounded by.
He'll be tipped out of balance. He'll stay with him. Go back to the Starfires.
Indians are playing quick. They just need to finish. That's so far kind of the thing they're struggling with.
They inbounded into Schrock for the Starfires. He dribbles left. Passes back up to Bixler. He swings over to Bullock for three. No good.
Rebound by Riley Will. He'll bring it up the other way.
Gets over to Lockefeld. Into Toby. Finds Derek, and he'll make a 2-point basket.
Starfires inbound it to Bixler.
He passes up to Schrock.
And then a legal screen is set by Plattner.
He gets a piece of Russell Gill there, and looks pretty obvious to me.
Yeah, what you read. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you got out there and kind of tripped him, so I mean, that's an easy call every time.
Plattner looks like a strong young player, so it didn't take much to knock Russell Gill over.
Yeah. Kobe Wendell will bring it up. Gives over to Riley Will. Riley will dribble around, find Kobe. And this is out to Lockefeld, and it'll be off the Indians. So it'll go back to the Starfires.
That's good defense by the Starfires. Looks like Stevens got a little piece of that. And end up going off Derek Lockefeld's hand in the corner and get them a basketball back.
Schrock will look to take it up the court. Getting guarded heavily by Toby Wendell.
He passes it back to Bixler. He passes it back up to Schrock. He finds Plattner inside.
punter goes up with it and gets fouled. So that's the Nimbo line. He's still down one here in the first quarter. Mid 10 left. And that foul is on Derek Lockenfeld, his first. First one is up and no good. Brian Ben will check back in for the Indians for Toby. And his second one is up and no good. Rebounded by Stevens of the Starfires, but ripped away by Brian Ben. Brian will give it over to Riley Will. Riley will bring it up middle and then dish off to Lockefeld into the corner to Holman. Holman back up top to Riley Will, over to me and Mueller. Drive baseline, gets stopped, out to Riley Will. Riley has it in the corner. Back up top to Toby Wendell, who's playing Lockefeld in the bin. Ben will then put the strong move up, no good.
A short blank by the Indians. Yeah. I mean, you just need those.
And Schrock will look to take it up. He swings it over to Bixler. He drives across the top of the key. Passes to Stevens in the corner. He tries passing it into Bixler inside, and it's stolen by Ian Homer. So Ian will bring it up. 20 seconds left here in the first. The Indians are still down one. Toby Wendell has it at the top of the key. He'll get it over to Ian Homer. Back up top to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will dribble around. And give it in to Ben at the 15-footer up. And no good. Strong, and Star Powers will get back.
Bixler throw up the shot. He heaves the three-quarter court and hits the rafters.
Right idea. Just a little high.
Yeah.
But that ain't one or quarter. It needs down one here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Fort Sight Field now. The Indians down one here to start the second quarter of the JV game. I have to say, one of my good friends, Darren Sheffer, is out there refing. He ain't doing too bad a job, but
I wouldn't go that far. I'd say it's a pretty mediocre job so far by old B-Chef.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give him a hard time.
Starfires will inbound it to Bixler. Listen, Les swings over to Bullock. He shot fake Ian Holman. Pass it up to Stevens in the corner for three. No good. Rebounded by Regan Martin. Regan will push the other way up to Gavin Toby. Toby with him. Probably a crazy shot will be fouled, though, so he'll go line shooting two. Stevens is a little shooken up. Looks like something with his lower left leg. Should be a...
Hopefully free throws, though.
But he's getting helped off.
Doesn't look good for the young fella.
And he'll be replaced by number 40, Jordan Henshaw.
The Togo Doe line shooting two. First one is up, and they're good.
So keep seeing him down one.
Why don't you just get Brooke a mic first?
Kobe's second one is up and good. So ties the score, 10-all. Stop Adams gets it into Bullock. He brings up the left hand side. Getting trapped by Ryan Post and Ian Holman. That's swatted by Ryan Post. Being collected by Ian. Ian will then hand it off to Kobe. Kobe then goes drive base up and goes. 2-point basket. Down to Kobe. Looks like the Starfires are going to take a timeout.
take one with him here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And welcome back to Forsyth Fieldhouse for some JV action. Getting a little late out of commercial, but we're all good here. There's a little tie-up between Ian Holman and number 20, Bixler, but he goes down, and he is grasping his either left or right arm. It's not looking good early for the Starfires.
No.
Injury-prone to start this one off. I don't know what Coach O had the boys doing in practice this week, but made them playing aggressive, I think.
Yeah.
And but game coming up the rest of the year, Friday, the boys are at Wapog, WPGW bringing that one. Saturday, the girls are at Arcanum, Fort Recovery Radio. We'll broadcast that one. Boys are then host Artie and Sonia later that evening. WPGW, Rob Weaver will bring you that one Friday, December 28th. Boys host Greenville here at the Fort. WPGW will bring you that one Saturday, December 29th. The girls host Jay County noon. WPGW, Fort, JV, and Varsity Gs. We just, Brian, I swear, we just get kicked off. I mean, when Jay County comes through, we lose our action, I didn't say.
Yeah, I mean, like we were saying last night, though, Rob Weaver's pretty good at his job. I'd say we'll take second to him.
Yep, and then the quarter sponsors for tonight's varsity game. First quarter, Cal Pharmacy. Second quarter, Father Mechanical. Third quarter, Wrangler Hardware. And fourth quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance. For the Starfires so far, they are 1-5 varsity record. And their leading scorer, Nick Miller, is averaging 16.2 points a game. So that'll be coming up after this. Me and Bronny will bring you that one. So we kicked off Hare Feely because he has to do the mic, and Dave Kalpagus, I don't know where he's at. So
building houses.
Yes, so Ian Holm will have back up top to Ryan Post, over to Regan Martin, in the corner, then Evers back up top to Regan. Regan will throw a cross court to Ian. Ian will fire up a long three up, no good. Rebounded by Ryan Post, then we'll pump a shot, no good. It looks like he got fouled. And Davenport will be called for a travel. So we'll go back to the Starfires.
Good hustle by the Indians.
Yeah.
He's come on with anything.
Yeah. And they'll inbound it to number 32, Davidson. And he'll bring up the right-hand side. He's struggling. He's getting trapped up at the top, and he passes it over to number 42, Brett Schwartz. He shoots a 15-footer up and in. What a bad-looking shot there.
Oh, no. With the Indians being a little aggressive in that trap, he was able to pull the trigger.
Yeah, Dobie has it. Gives it over to Regan. Find Devers at the free throw line. This is at the home and over to Regan Martin. Back to the corner. Dean Mooney will fire up another three up and get a three-point basket. Dean Holman will give the Indians a three-point lead.
The Starfires on it down to Davidson, and he takes it up to the top of the key. Swings it over to Bullock.
Bullock will drive left, find Davidson. Davidson will find Schwartz. Just take it back to the top of the key. And the Starfires are forced to timeout with Schwartz getting left on the island there. And, so we'll take a break and be right back with you.
Don't miss the third annual Fort Recovery Radio Christmas show on Wednesday night, December 19th, starting at 7. As we have the past 2 years, we'll be raising money for local families and great local causes. There'll be lots of special guests, lots of silliness, and lots of fun. Tune in on FortRecoveryRadio.com, or you can watch the craziness on Facebook Live that night. In our first two Christmas shows, we helped raise over $40,000, and we were able to help several local families who were suffering through hardships, and the people of the Fort Recovery area responded very generously. This year, there are again families going through tough times, and we will do all we can to help them out. You can bring any donations by the new Fort Recovery Radio studio.
And we're back here at Fort Sutt Field, Al. They need down three.
And they pass it over to Bullock in the corner into Starfires. He passes it back up to Davidson. He finds Kleiner up at the free throw line and passes it back door to Henshaw. He goes up to the left and is fouled. He's fouled by Gavin Tovey. And that's his first of the ball game. It was a nice little play coming out of the timeout for the Starfires. A little visit to the big guy at the free throw line and look back door. Brian Bim with it back in for the inning for Dylan Eurys. Henshaw will shoot his second, and it's up and good. So, Hopkins lead to two. Ryan Post will bring up for the Indians because there was 2 in home, and the Indian will get back up top to Ryan. Ryan will then drive Mill Lee to get the back. And then we'll find Brian Benn, and there'll be a foul called. So, stuff out of steps, not too happy about that foul call. Go either one, either way, jump ball or foul. I mean, and then we're going to find Brian Benn, and it'll be good. 2-1 basket, Brian Benn, a little Starfires with a little sleep there, Brownie, and on that inbound play. Bullock will take it up to the Starfires. He's driven on the top of the key, swings over to Henshaw on the left wing. Henshaw finds Bullock back in the right wing. He takes a screen from Schwartz, passes it over to Henshaw on the left baseline. A little 15-foot jumper up and in. So the Indians will get back. 2-point lead. Ian Holm will get over to Regan Martin. Regan, the dribble, and then Fisher cross court to Ryan Post. Ryan will put a 5-foot up, no short, no good. Rebound by Davis. Davidson will look to take it up against Regan Martin, putting a little pressure on. He beats off the right hand side and loses it. Then Ryan Post will push up to Regan Martin. Regan will pull the 15-footer up and good. 2-point basket. Regan Martin. So that gives the Indians a 4-point lead. And Bullock brings up the Starfires. He passes it up to Davidson. He'll take a screen from Schwartz. Get in the right corner and swing it back up to Bullock on the right wing. The dribble up at the top of the key. Take it left to the bucket. Left hand or left. Up and no good. Rebounded by Brian Benn. He'll push up to Ryan Post into the corner to Regan Martin. Regan will then drive base on find Gavin Tovey on great pass. Up no good. Rebound by Tovey, and he will be fouled. So, the Indians are missing a lot of point blank layups. I mean, it happens. I just noticed they get a little nervous when they get up around the basket. We've had some nice passes inside. And you need to take a deep breath and finish.
Yep.
So, Ryan Post will inbound it. Number 50, Colin Subler, will check in for the Starfires, replacing Platner. Ryan Post will inbound it. He'll get it into Kobe Wendell. Kobe will get over to Lockefell into the corner of Toby. Toby will then drive. Dish over to Wendell. Going by Bullock. He'll take it up the left-hand side. He'll pass it up to Davidson. Started heavily on the left wing. He finds Subler across the middle. He shoots a 15-footer up and in to the Starfires. So the Indians will get back. Kobe Wendell will cross the timeline. 2:30 left in the second quarter. Indians up two. Kobe has it. The Starfires are in the 2-3 zone. Kobe Wendell has it in the corner. Top the lock, it's out over to Ryan Post. Ryan will find Ben on the block. He'll go middle, find Kobe on great pass. 2-point basket, Gavin Tovey. What a great pass there, Brian.
You got to love the high.
high-low game in the 2-3 zone. Just how Coach O teaches it right there. And the Starfires will pass it over to Davidson. He swings it over to Henshaw on the left wing. He'll pass it back over to Subler on the right wing. Back to Bullock. He takes a screen from Schwartz, then passes it over to Davidson, who finds Schwartz. He kicks it back out to Subler. Starfires taking patience. Derek Lockstub guarding Davidson heavily, and he'll pass it over to Bullock, and then they follow the ball around for a little bit and ends up in a foul being called. Kobe Wendell will get his first foul in the evening.
Riley Willow checking back in for Kobe.
Kind of a weird sequence of events right there.
Yeah.
A little game of Butterfinger, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
No one wanted to grab it.
It happens, though.
Oh, that happens.
Well, Bullock will inbound it to Henshaw. He passes it back to Bullock. He'll take it across the timeline. He passes it in the corner to Henshaw. Over his head and out of bounds.
So go back to the Indians. Ryan Post. They dribble it up. And then to Kobe Wendell in the corner. And to Brian Ben. Ben will put up a... He's pointing up and is good, so they could be a 6-point lead.
And Davidson will bring it up for the Starfires. He finds Schwartz up at the free throw line. He kicks it up to Plattner. Plattner will shoot the three and it's up and no good. But he gets his own rebound. Dribbles baseline, passes it over to Schwartz, and he gets stolen away by Derek Lockett will hand it off to Riley Weld, and he'll drive, and he'll give out to Kobe. Kobe will put it long two, up no good, rebounded by, and there'll be a foul called on the Starfires, number 40, Henshaw. Henshaw, so be his first of the ball game. Me and Homie checking back in, so Lockett. Riley Weld will inbound it into Kobe Wendell. Back to Riley Will. In their corner of the line post in the bend. Ben will make a move baseline. Finds it. Will wide open. Up. No good. And there'll be a foul on the Starfires.
Davidson.
Man, that's another one of those just point blank misses by the Indians. Another nice pass by Brian Ben to find a cutting Riley Will to the bucket. And Riley Will go line shooting two. And he's up to 31, or shooting 1-1 with 31 seconds left. The first one is up and good, so it sends the lead for the Indians. Dylan Evers second back in for Ben.
That's a good half there by Ben. I mean, I've been impressed by Brian Ben all year, Bronny. I mean, his moves inside are strong, and he's finding good passes here tonight. So,
and I mean, he's an astonishing free throw shooter and pretty good 15-foot jump shooter. Not a bad three-point shooter, but I don't think they want him taking that shot. But the Starfires fumbled around. Davidson collects it, throws it over to Schwartz, who kicks it up to Plattner, who kicks over to Bullock for three, and it's up. No good.
Rebound by Kobe. We know the Indians have 13 seconds left here in the second quarter. Over to Ian Holman into Ryan Post. You'll find Galen Evers for a 10-footer up. And good. That's exactly what probably Coach O wanted there. And he's a 10-footer to end the quarter.
And good pressure by the Indians. The Starfires cannot get a shot off before half.
Bell in their half, and he's up 9 here in the half. We'll be back after this turn for Recovery Internet Radio.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end-of-year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Indians got a good 9-point lead, Brownie. So that's a good half for Coach O. I mean, just like I said right before in that second quarter, I mean, Brian Benn, I mean, he's looked outstanding tonight, Brownie. I mean, the way I would say watching last year and him to develop all the way through last year into this year, the start of this year, it has been so much of a change. It's, I mean, you can even, I mean, if you, if fans have come here, and I mean, they can realize it too. I mean, he's had some great dish off passes, and some of them haven't been finished, but I mean, that's what Coach O likes to see, and that's what Coach Bajor loves to see, because that's what his future coming up bigs are. So,
and I mean, and you look at the scoreboard, and we only got five stats for the Indians that are posted right now, and we have Regan Martin with seven, Ben with four, and Ian Holman with six. And I mean, Ben's only got four, but like you said, he's done so many other things well, and 4 points still that's not bad by any means, but rebounding, should have a ton of assists, but yeah. I'd have to agree with you. He's kind of been the heart of the offense so far, kicking out the guys like Ian Holman and Regan Martin, and they're knocking some in. So the Indians went on a nice little run in that second quarter. They're playing toe-to-toe with the Starfires, and up until that point, they just took over.
I'll talk a little bit about the Starfires. I mean, Neil's got me a little stats here. I mean, for the varsity team, Nick Miller is their leading scorer, 16.2 points a game, and he is also their top rebounder with 8 boards per game. Aiden Wehner will have the rest of the stats, 3.3 assists per game, 2.7 steals, and 0.5 blocks per game. So it looks like the Starfires are trying to get back on track. They're 1-5 so far this year. They've played some decent-looking teams at this, looking at their stats so far, so it should be a good game tonight. Indians are varsity, and is that right? 2-2? We're going to play 4 games.
I guess so.
Yeah,
I thought we played. I mean, they have Brazil's on there, so.
Oh, they must have only played 4 games. So the Indians are 2-2, and they are 1-1 in the MAC, so they're trying to get back on track too, Brownie. So it should be a good game tonight. I mean, Starfires always put. It seems like we always struggle every year with the Starfires. So
and Tuesday games.
Yeah,
especially
for these boys tonight. I mean, especially having exams tomorrow going in, and I mean, it's just. I bet half of them would rather be studying right now than playing basketball.
And,
so.
And you don't get, oh, I'm sure all of them would rather be playing basketball. But you don't get quite the crowd, quite the noise, quite, you know, the energy for a game like this. On a Friday, you come in, you know, you're heading into the weekend, you're ready to get after it and win a ball game. You know?
Yep.
Because I remember last year with a Friday night game being canceled against Bremen. And we ended up playing on the following Tuesday, and came out pretty slow that Tuesday.
Yeah.
So,
it's always interesting to see how teams come out during the week, especially boys. It seems like it's either they come out and play or they're just so flat and it's not pretty. So we'll see how the Indians come out tonight.
And I'd always rather be playing a game than practicing. So,
I mean,
you get a game right in the middle of the week.
And Indiana's going to have some fun tonight.
Yep.
And that game will be coming up after the JV game. Me and Brian will bring you that one. You guys just can't get away from us. I'm sorry. So we got about 4 minutes left here and a half. So we'll take another break here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. The night will comprise of shopping, men's health, and beverages. They'll be 20% off store-wide, excluding prescriptions, complimentary gift wrapping, men's health, and a 20% off coupon for a future cash pay blood draw. So ladies, encourage the man in your life to come to Men's Night Out on December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Third annual Fort Recovery Radio Christmas show on Wednesday night, December 19th, starting at 7. As we have the past 2 years, we'll be raising money for local families and great local causes. There'll be lots of special guests, lots of silliness, and lots of fun. Tune in on FortRecoveryRadio.com, or you can watch the craziness on Facebook Live that night. In our first two Christmas shows, we helped raise over $40,000, and we were able to help several local families who were suffering through hardships, and the people of the Fort Recovery area responded very generously. This year, there are again families going through tough times, and we will do all we can to help them out. You can bring any donations by the new Fort Recovery Radio studio at 201 North Lane Street at night, or you can mail them to Fort Recovery Radio, Post Office Box 541, Fort Recovery. You can make your donations tax deductible by making a check out to Fort Recovery Community Foundation and put Fort Recovery Radio Christmas on the memo line. So if you want to be entertained by real talent, along with a hefty dose of silliness, be sure you're watching on Facebook Live or listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Wednesday evening, December 19th, starting at 7 o'clock.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back to your fourth set. Fieldhouse, and you've got a 9-point lead here at half. The JV game coming up after this will be the varsity. I'd like to thank our quarter sponsor tonight, Kalp Pharmacy, Fowler Mechanical, Ringo Hardware, and Fort Recovery Insurance. And always the team covered tip-off and Hall Brothers free throw line. Thank you for your sponsors. Much more we can talk about, Brownie. I mean, the girls, I think, ended up winning last night. We left early, but I think they did end up winning. Such another good game for Coach Patch. I mean, that's a good non-conference win. I mean, St. Mary's is not bad. I mean, they're not a bad team at all. So,
and you just need some of those build-up wins leading into your MAC play. Yep. You know, just getting thrown in the ring with, you know, St. Henry and Coldwater and duking it out sometimes is fun and all, but you need a little couple warm-up games or getting a rhythm game.
Yeah.
You know?
And especially this week, Brian, I mean, there's no MAC games this weekend.
So for either ball club.
Which that's kind of rare to me, but
yeah.
I feel like especially when I played, where there's always, you always play a MAC team Friday every night, it matters. So, I mean, kind of big. Just like you said, these are just wins that you can go out and get. I mean, they're non-conference games.
And they're still not give-me's, you know.
They're not free by any means.
And we still got to show up and play. But, yeah, I'd agree with you. If you take advantage of them, they could be some
fun. And also next week, I mean, there's only boys and girls only play one game. And there's no MAC games there. So, I mean, you get a good 2 weeks off the MAC play, and you get the non-conference games to boost up your standings for tournaments. I mean, these are also big games, Bronny, where they can boost your tournament draw and hopefully give you a better seed and make it long in the tournament. So, about to start the second half. I would say they need to be, if they want to keep winning, I mean, if they want to keep this score up and keep winning or win this game, I mean, they just got to keep finding Ben, and he'll keep finding others, I bet, for a fact. So Starfires are going to get it in.
The Starfires will inbound it to number 30, Trey Schrock. He dribbles up the left-hand side, gets a screen from Blackner.
They get it down to Schwartz, and he kicks it back out to Schrott. He puts up a three, and it's no good. Rebounded by Davidson. He throws up a reverse layup. No good.
He'll go back the other way through the Indians. So one will bring it up.
Give over to Evers. Evers up top to Ryan Post in the bin at the free throw line out the end. There it is again. And up and good. There you go. Brian Ben found another wide open player, and he almost sinks it. So
open selfie.
Schrock will look to take it up for the Starfires. The drill was down the left corner. Passes it over to Davidson at the left wing. He dribbles across the top of the key. Finds Plattner in the high post. He's looking to find someone. Hits it to Schrock, cutting across the middle. He throws up the layup.
Wow.
Up and good. He slides right through the big fellas.
So the Indians will get the ball back. 29-19 Indians with a 10-point lead. Ryan Post has the ball atop the key. We'll give it over to Kobe Wendell. Back over to Ryan Post into the corner to Dylan Evers. Evers will find Ben. Ben will then find Kobe out the end. Crossed over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will fire with her up and good.
I mean, I would say that wide open shot came from Ben's outside.
Or Kobe inside, and then working it all the way across the court.
Yep. I mean, there it is.
Beautiful offense by the Indians.
The Schrock takes it up for the Starfires and passes it to Schwartz in the corner. He looks to shoot, but decides not to. He swings it to Davidson and throws it to Schwartz. Schwartz tries getting it into the inside, and Evers gets his foot on it. Starfires look in on it. They find Bullock. Passes it back to Schrock. Is heavily by Kobe Wendell. He dribbles left, passes it over to Schwartz, up and no good. So Kobe Wendell will grab the board and take it the other way for the Indians. You can hear the clap in the background. Varsity is heading into the locker room. Kobe Wendell will then get a long three up, no good. Rebound by Ryan Post, up and good. Nice reverse layup there by Ryan Post.
Starfires elect to take a timeout.
Coach is not too happy about them coming out of half a little slow.
So with the timeout, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with you.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in full type and truck mount models. They are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse, and you've got 34-19 leading over the Starfires in the JV game. And Schrock will bring it up for the Starfires. He passes it over to Davidson on the block. He goes for the jump hook, up and no good. Rebounded by Evers. Evers will push up to Ryan Post. Gives out to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will then drive middle, pull the 10-foot up, and good looking shot there by Kobe Wendell. Nice quick swipe to the left, getting to the free throw line and hitting down a jumper. Davidson will bring it up with the Starfires. Passing to Schrock, and he passes over to Schwartz. He passes over to Bullock in the right wing. He gets a screen from Plattner. Goes to the bucket, up and no good. But he gets fouled. Reese is thinking it's a travel, and I think he might be right.
He lost a few extra steps in there, but
I guess if you get fouled, you're allowed to have a couple extra. That foul will be on Brian Finn, his first. I sent Bullock to the line. His first one is up and good. Thugs for the inning. Kenny Judy and Regan Martin in for Brian Ben and Ryan Pace. And Hinshaw
Out comes in for the Starfires, replacing his platinum. First action I've seen Kenny Judy at this year. Interested to see what he's got.
Big, tall, lengthy kid. Can't be that bad. So.
And Bullock's second free throws up and in. Makes her score 36-21, Indian lead.
So Regan Martin will bring it up. He'll get low pressure at the cross-court line. He gives it back to
Judy. And here, there you go. He gets tugged in, first possession, they find you. So how about that?
Left-handed finish by the big tall.
He puts up the shot. It's no good.
My apologies.
Rebound by Kenny Judy. He'll give over to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will get a little pressured, and he'll find Regan in the corner up top to Dylan Evers. Back to Regan in the corner. He'll drive and find Kenny Judy again out with this. Right. Oh, just missed it.
Almost.
But, hey.
Hey, look.
They're finding him. I mean.
He was just kind of in the dead spot right under the rim. Yeah, it'd be nice if he could relocate one of the blocks so he gets a nice little off-the-glass shot, you know.
Still good work out of it, though.
Two subs for the inning.
Starfire's looking to inbound. They give it to Davidson. And he'll bring up the left-hand side. Looking around, he finds Schrock on the right wing. Passes back to Henshaw at the top of the key. He finds Bullock on the right wing. Finds Schrock on the left wing. Gets over to the top of the key. Finds Schwartz at the free throw line. He'll kick it back out to Henshaw on the right wing. Davidson looks to drive. And he kicks it out to Bullock. Who then passes over to Schrock on the left wing. Has Russell Gale all over him. Passes it to Henshaw on the right wing, and he takes it to the hoop. There'll be a blocking foul on Regan Martin. Strong move by Henshaw for the bucket.
I was waiting for it. I mean,
yeah, that was a split second.
It was kind of a
2 or 3 second delay by the official there to call something.
But it's probably the right call, so.
Mm-hmm. Starfire's getting into Schwartz. He finds Bullock at the top of the key. To Schrock in the white wing up for three, and no good. A rebounded by Schwartz of the Starfires. And then
tipped away to Riley Will, who'll come up with it, and he'll be killed. So he'll go line team two. A good hustle there by Riley Will. Gets hand on the ball on a tip pass, and then push all the way up for a chance for two at the line. First one is up, short. So keep the Indians lead at 17.
Welcome old Tony Rogers to Fort Sack Fieldhouse.
The myth, the man, the legend.
He's supposed to be working concession. He's down here. I'm a little confused by that.
Sounds like he's the hardest worker in Fort Recovery. And Bullock will bring it up for the Starfires. Passes over to Schwartz on the right wing. He looks to drive. Hands it over to Bullock, or Davidson, my bad. To Henshaw. Back to Bullock at the top of the key. He drives left, finds Schrock in the left corner, and his three is up and good.
Good looking shot there.
Nice offense by the Starfire.
And he'll get back, and Regan's going to go down, fire up a long three up, no good. Rebounded by Riley Will. He'll push up to Gale. Gale in the drive middle, and will be fouled. He'll be on the floor, so. Good move there by Russell Gale, turned the corner hard on the body. So.
And nice hustle by Brian Denn and Riley Wilson to extend that drive and give the Indians another chance to get the bucket.
So Regan Marlowe inbound into Ben. Ben will then go middle, got the left hand up and good. Good looking.
I mean, the old head tap.
Yeah.
Be the big guy. Get on the ball right away. That was a nice move using that left hand, looking confident. And Bullock will bring it up, or Davidson will bring it up for the Starfires. He finds Schrock on the left wing, and Russell Gale gets a hold of his crossover, but can't take it home. Bullock recovers. He drives left, finishes left hand right up across the middle. That makes your score 41-26 with the Indian lead.
Regan Martin will bring it up. It'll be a screen by Ben. Or Regan will then drive baseline up and good.
It was a nice hesitation there, but he had his defender shaking out of his boots.
Davidson brings up the Starfires. He finds Schwartz in the corner for a baseline jumper, and that's no good.
Rebound by Regan Martin. Regan will push. Give it up to Gale in the corner. And Gale will then drive and hit Kenny. Up and good. 2-point basket. Kenny Judy.
And Davidson will bring it up for the Starfires. Finds Schrock up the sideline. He takes it to the hoop. And they'll call a blocking foul on Brian Benn on Schrock's right to the basket. How about that one, Reese?
I really can't see the angle of us. We're kind of a weird angle. And, I mean, it's hard to...
Yeah, that's tough in a referee, but either way, nice attempt by Brian Benn.
Oh, yeah. Up.
Take it, trying to
not take a lot, charge. Not a lot of JV kids will take charge these days.
So. I know, I wouldn't.
Thanks for being honest.
And Schrock on the left wing. He gets it back from Hinshaw. He drives left.
Oh,
tries passing to Hinshaw into the bucket, but Hinshaw cut and a little miscommunication. He throws it out of bounds.
I can't remember where I took a charge. And I pounded against that back matting, and I was like, I'm never doing this again.
It was I don't think it was expected of me. I did it a couple times senior year, but that was about it.
Reggie Martin has the ball. He'll get ball screen by Judy. Regal and dish out to right wheel. Picked away.
Stolen by Bullock. Could take it up the right side and throw up a floater, but not get found. But the Starfires get the ball back, and Davidson turns it over to Regan Martin, who is then found by Schrock.
With 1.5 seconds left here in the third.
Starfires coach starting to get a little irritated.
He'll get into Regan. Regan will then turn around, fire up a Hail Mary. And it's up to no good. That's going to end our quarter. After 3, 45, 26 is our score. We'll be back after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. And Eames got a good 19-point lead. And Eames will get the first possession of the fourth quarter. And we're coming up after this, the varsity game against the Starfires. And Joyce will bring it up. We will take the Starfires in a little bit more of a 3-2 zone here in the fourth quarter. Give it over to Kobe. Kobe will give it back over to Ryan Post. Ryan looking around. Gives it back over to Kobe. Kobe will fire it over to Ryan Post again. Gives it over to Gavin Toby. Gavin will then drive. Dish it out to Evers. Evers will fire up a 16-footer up. No good. Rebound by the Starfires. I'm not sure if that's the real shot. Kuko won there, Brian.
Coming out of time, I don't think. But
Schrock will put up a 3-point bucket. That's no good.
That was NBA 3 there.
Yeah, I mean, that was deep. This kid's getting frustrated, I think. Ryan Post will then bring it up. It'll be tipped away.
Stolen by Schrock
in the passing lane. Going hard to the bucket for the right-hand layup, and it's fouled. So he'll go on shooting two. He's fouled by Ryan Post. That'll be his first of the game.
I would say not a great first two possessions there by the Indians. I mean, there's a quick shot and then a quick turnover. And it's giving the Starfires a little bit of hope. But
and Schrock's free throw rims out on him on the first one. Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. A little sluggish out of the break. Schrock's second one is up and no good as well. But rebounded by Davidson. He puts it back up and no good. And then Dylan Evers will get the rebound. But then they will call a jump ball, so the ball will stay with the Starfires.
And Coach O will call a timeout, and I can't say I blame him. So we'll take one with him.
Be right back after this.
Jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
And we're back here for Side Fieldhouse. Indians have a good 19-point lead.
Starfires inbound it to Davidson. He gets it on the block. He throws it up, and it's no good.
Rebound by Evers. He'll push up to Toby. Toby will push hard, go middle, and it'll be a blocking foul.
They call charge.
Side.
That's a blocking foul.
I think Gavin Toby beat him to the spot.
I don't know how they call it, but Coach O's not happy with it.
It's a blocking foul, I just have to say. I mean, he won't have that.
There's not a chance. But Schrock can bring it up for the Starfires.
And the Starfires will spend a timeout. You know, instead of a turnover. So we're going to take one with them. We'll be right back after this.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires will have enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffee.
And we're back. Starfire's looking inbound. And that is swatted out of bounds by Gavin Toby. So we'll try it again. How about that?
What do you know? That's how it works, I guess.
Schrock will inbound it to Bullock in the corner. He'll dribble it out. Go back baseline. Throw it out to Schrock in the corner. And he will find Davidson up on the left wing. He passes in to Schwartz in the high post. He drives right. Davidson cuts, gets it in the by the Mac. Goes up for a shot, that's no good.
Ian Homo then get the ball over to Toby Wendell up top to Toby. Toby will have a wide open three up, no good. Rebounded by on the floor. Dylan Evers comes up with it, and then Toby will then do a nice Euro up, no good. And he'll be out of bounds. They'll go back to the Starfires.
I thought Toby got a little tail on the side, but
yeah, okay.
Nice little move there by Toby, though, in the high post.
He's smooth looking Europe, just couldn't finish it.
Europe, I mean Euro. And Schrock will take it up for the Starfires. He gets a screen from Schwartz. Dribbles left, pull up, sits from 15 foot up, and no good.
Rebound by Gavin Toby. He'll push up to Ryan Post.
Ryan will then drive baseline, put up a crazy shot, and we fouled, so we go line
two on the four.
Oh, how about that, Brownie?
We'll take her.
So Ryan will go on shoot here, and you still have a 19-point lead. First one is up and is good. Ryan Benn and Russell Dale taking back in for the Indians for Toby Wendell and Dylan Evers. Ryan Post to get a second. Is up and good. So extends the lead for the Indians. And Schrock will look to take it up for the Starfires. He gets a screen from Davidson. Makes a quick move left. Pass it back up to Davidson on the right wing.
passes it over to Bullock on the top of the key. He looks to drive left against Ian Holman. He finds Schrock in the corner. Schrock finds Bullock in the corner. Three's up and no good.
Gavin Tobin gets the board. He'll push hard one-on-one and loses it. Ooh.
Man, he gets moving pretty quick.
Just slammed it. He had no chance to stop.
He just slammed in that padding at the end. It'll be out of bounds. He'll go back to the Starfires. And Schrock looks to take it up for the Starfires. He crosses the timeline. Russell Gale stuck on him like glue. Passes to Schwartz, the free throw line. He gives it back to Schrock, and he drives to the bucket and misses. And Ryan Post will get up to Russell Gale. Gale will then find Ben. Ben will find Ian Holman. Ian will get him drive base on pull up about 10 foot up. He gets rejected by Schwartz. And Bullock will come away with it. Takes up the right wing. Passes over to Schrock. Schrock will find Davidson at the top of the key. He gives it back to Schrock in the right wing. He drives left. Goes all the way left and makes a nice hand at left into left. So the Indians will get back. Ryan Post will bring it up and find Ben wide open on cup. No good. Rebound by the Starfires. Just another one of those blanks of the day, you know. So that makes our score 47-28, and the Starfires like to take a timeout, so we'll take one with them. Be right back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. The night will comprise of shopping, men's health, and beverages. There'll be 20% off store-wide, excluding prescriptions, complimentary gift wrapping, men's health, and a 20% off coupon for a future cash pay blood draw. So ladies, encourage the man in your life to come to Men's Night Out on December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse.
Brownie?
I'm wondering if that Men's Night Out at Kalp Pharmacy includes some root beer floats. They might have to count me in if that's the case.
I'm not sure.
Be sure to stop in there if you can. Sounds like a great opportunity. And the Starfires are bringing up for Schrock. Passes over to Hinchel on the left lane and gets swiped by Russell Gale. And Russell Gale will push hard for the Indians. He'll find Kenny Judy. Kenny will be fouled.
He's lucky. He's lucky. He jumped up and didn't let go of the ball. So
it happens.
Yeah, he has to all of it.
So you can always go back to that. It happens.
Yeah.
I've had a few of those back in my day. So, you know, I'm not sure if I got in the paint too much, but I just never left the ground. This first one is up, ain't no good. So they'll shoot one more. Gavin Toby will check back in for Brian Benn. Starfires coach giving his players some words of wisdom from the bench. Up, no good. And let's stay.
Oh, go back.
Starfire back.
Starfire back.
And Schrock will take it up for the Starfires. He's their leading scorer with 14. And they're going to call a moving screen on Schwartz. He got a little, I think, tug on the jersey there. I don't think he necessarily got a piece of him, but he can't do that.
Yep. He's not called every time.
Yeah,
Ryan called by the referees.
Ryan Post will give it over to Gavin Toby. Over to Russell Gale in the corner. He'll drive middle, find Kenny Judy again. He'll pull a foul up and no good. Coach Overton's had a little fun with trying to get into Kenny Judy and see what he can do. I mean, I haven't seen much of him, but that's not too bad so far, for especially him not playing last year and then getting thrown into a JV game. And it's not doing too bad. I'd have to say, Brown, he's been in all the right places. So. First one is up and good. Whole bench.
You gotta love it.
Yeah. His second one is up. No good. Rebounded by the Starfires. And Schrock looks to take it up for the Starfires. Like I said, he's their leading scorer with 14, and Bullock has 4. Hinchel with 3, and Schwartz with 2. He gets stuck on the left lane. He passes it over to Davidson.
Good drives, right? Gets the ball swiped from Derek Lockenfeld. Jumps after the basketball. Nice hustle, but travels. So it'll be Indian basketball. Looks like Carson Ryan will go and check into the game first time for the Indians for Ryan Post. The shooter. Yeah, well, Carson Ryan. Indians have a good 20-point lead here in the fourth quarter with 2:28 left. Riley will bring it up. Gives over to Lockenfeld. Lockenfeld on drive baseline. Find Penny Judy. Up and good. Wow.
Nice. How many points he has so far? I can't even see it.
Penny Judy has seven. 7 points for the Indians. That was a nice drive and dish by Lockenfeld, though. Schrock looks to drive right. He pulls up from 10. Up and no good. Rebounded by Toby, who's flying up the right sideline.
Toby will then do a nice euro up and no good.
Rebound by
Gravis on rebound.
But then Bullock gets a hold of him on the second chance. And he finds Bullock, and he'll take it up for the Starfires. He tosses it over to Davidson on the left wing. And his ball is deflected, but Henshaw comes up with it in the right corner. Swings it back over to the Schrock. He pulls up from 30 again. No good. Rebounded by Lockenfeld. Gives over to Toby. Mid 30 left in the fourth. Ram or Carson Ram will throw up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Riley Will. Riley will give it back over to Carson Ram. Carson will fire up another one. Up no good. Rebounded by Lockenfeld. Lockenfeld will then dribble around. He'll bring it back up and then be tipped away. And the Starfires will get back. Schrock comes up with it. Davidson gets it. Passes it down to somewhere on the block, and he messes. Riley Will has the ball. We'll get over to Lockenfeld into Toby in the corner. Back up top to Lockenfeld. Picks up his dribble again, finds Toby, then finds Will. Riley will put an easy layup up and good.
Seen a lot of good things out of Riley Will this quarter, too. Hustling after some second chance rebounds and getting to the basket.
So Davidson will take it up to the Starfires. They pass it over to Bullock on the top of the key. Goes for the left-handed layup, and it's up and
rolls around the rim, and it's good.
Wow. That's a difficult shot, man.
Yeah, for sure.
And 10 seconds left here in the fourth, and Riley Will is just going to hold on to it. And the Indians are going to pull away with the victory. 52-30. A good game by Brian Ben.
Penny Judy. Ian Holman. Regan Martin.
Yep, and we'll be back.
Impressive.
Yep, and we'll be back after this to talk about for a little bit before the varsity action. We'll be back here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wengler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wengler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wengler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians escape with the victory of JV game. So, Brian, you want to talk about it a little bit?
Oh, wow.
overall, I thought very impressive win by the Indians. Very few turnovers, lots of nice passes on the block. I'd say our biggest weak point was some easy layups that we messed up. But overall, I saw a lot of good things from a lot of guys. Got some guys some quality minutes with having a little cushion, you know, to play with, and saw some good things from Kenny, Judy, Riley, Will, and you know, guys like Carson Manley. You don't get to see a whole lot of, but very impressed with the Indians. What about you?
I mean, I thought, like you said, I mean, Brian Bennett, I would have to give him the player of the game. I mean, he played well. He played really well, I'd have to say, just because, I mean, the way that he, the offense runs around him gives him a, like, it's just like, that's the big key to that offense. I'd say if Brian Bennett wasn't there, they'd have to run a whole new offense, because he just gives them just a whole wide of options for Coach O.
And you know, you get a guy like that down on the post, and you give him the ball, you know, you got to get that double team in there. Someone's got to come and help down, because they just don't have the matchup to match his size, so.
Yep, and that frees up our shooters, and that's what we want. So.
Yep, and that's the end for the JV game. We'll be back in about a few minutes here for the varsity tip-off. We'll be back after this here in Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.